Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you job seekers out there to find enjoyable employment instead of a job. I'm your host, Gene Hodge, and I want all of you to think of who you know, including you plus whoever you know, that would like to have employment based on what it is that they like doing. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed's the guy that makes everything work. And Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing just fine, Mr. Gene.
Okay, I appreciate your work and assistance and all that sort of stuff, because that's what it's all about. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you, and you cannot hide. I stress this on most shows. We see you coming, we see you going, we see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. And I want you to be able to open up your mouth and say something that gets something that you want. That's why we call it the Employment Opportunity Hour. But before I go any further, I have a guest on the line, or my colleague who just called in, I believe. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, good to hear from you. How you been?
I'm doing great.
Great. Tell us a little bit about who you are, Larry, and what you do, because it ties into what we're going to talk about tonight.
Oh, I am a professional resume writer as well as a job search trainer and coach to teach people how to conduct an effective job search and get a job fast.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it?
25 years.
Okay. Okay, I want you to just know, because he's a good friend and colleague. We go way back, and it's always good to have people that are doing things in your field, and how they do it based on who they are, and look at the others that are doing things very similar, because they're doing it based on who they are, just like I am. So, Larry, I'm grateful that you called in. But
thank you. Well, I had a class tonight, but it ended early, so I told you I'd come on if I could.
Okay, well, great to have you. Anyway, this show is called the Employment Opportunity Hour, and I wanted to take this time to help all of you job seekers, all of you individuals that are thinking about changing jobs. What do we mean when I say the Employment Opportunity Hour? So here is my definition. Okay, it means creating employment opportunities that you find enjoyable and will find enjoyable throughout your working career. Okay, now if you listen, I didn't mention the word job. I said employment opportunity throughout your working career, which could span anywhere between 10 and 40 or 50, 60 years, but throughout your working career. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some ideas on how you can do that, but understanding that you can get enjoyable employment because people are looking for people that like doing what they're doing, and you already know what you like doing, but possibly you're one of the many people that they like doing one thing and they got a job doing something that they don't want to do. I want to separate you, have you separate from yourself so you can be one person and enjoy what you're doing and having us pay you for it as you grow through your working career. Not stay at the same job, because there's no way you can be happy doing the same job without raises, promotions, all those types of things. But anyway, so the purpose of the show, the Employment Opportunity Hour, is understanding how to create employment opportunities. You could define enjoyable employment throughout your working career. That's what this show is all about. It's having you recognize what it is that you like doing. I'm going to give you a formula on what to do, and I'm going to walk you through how to do it, and then I'm going to do that. Anyway, so the first thing I'm going to do is to give you a formula, and then we're going to take a break. Okay, so here's the formula. Hopefully, this sets the stage for it. The formula is to write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing, 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing, and 3 to 5 things that you love doing. Okay, notice what I said, and notice what I did not say. But I'm saying if you follow the formula of doing that, plus taking what you wrote down and finding a way to put it into a paragraph or an introduction that takes anywhere between 30 and 90 seconds, whereby you can tell somebody who you are briefly, and by understanding this thing that's called networking, which is who knows who that knows who that knows who. I'm saying if you follow this formula, that you can find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. Anyway, so we're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors. Then we're going to come back with myself and Larry. And Larry, feel free to pop questions to me. I'm going to give people the way to do it. But we'll be right back. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Working for a living, and if you enjoy it, great, keep it going. If you don't enjoy doing it, then something's got to change, and you've probably changed it already, which comes down to your productivity and morale, unless you are doing that. But anyway, I'm going to give you a way of how to create employment opportunities. I got a formula I'm going to walk you through, or a bunch of questions, and I'm going to share some of mine. I got Larry LaBelle, my guest, on the other line, and hopefully he shares some of his. But I'm going to walk you through how to do it so that you can, once you know how to do it, I believe you could do this throughout your working career. But anyway, so still there, Larry?
Yeah.
All righty, so we're going to get started with this. I gave you like a formula before we went to the break, and so now I'm going to like break down this formula, and I'm going to tell you what I'd like to have you do. Grab a sheet of paper, and what I'd like to have you do is to do the thing that I'm requesting you to do on purpose. Okay, because I'll cover that, the reason I say on purpose. I mean, so the first thing I'd like to have you do is to write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. And I'm going to give you like 20 seconds to do that. Okay, 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. Write them down in 1 or 2 words, anything that'll jog your memory later. Okay, but write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. Okay. And then I'd like to have you write down the first thing I want you to think about is, I've talked now for 10 minutes or so, and I've mentioned employment opportunities. I mean, so this is designed to get you to recognize you. Okay, so the first thing I ask you to do is to write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. If you wrote down job titles, I haven't mentioned the word job. Okay, so see if you can catch yourself, because in that one statement, I can recognize how well you listen, because you hear things that weren't said. Okay, I didn't give you any direction. I just said things that you're good at doing. I didn't mention the word job. Okay, so following directions is part of something that just in that one question, you demonstrate to us how well do you listen, and you also demonstrate how willing you are at following directions. You probably never thought of it that way, but from that one question, several things you naturally do, which you'll discover that you're doing. And most likely, if you're doing it just to do this quiz, you've been doing this all through life, you've been hearing things that didn't get said. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. So that's the first thing, is write down what you're good at doing. Second thing I'd like to have you do is write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing that you've gotten from the workplace. Because many times I'd like to have you think about, because you wrote down things related to the workplace. First question was, write down things that you're good at doing. I didn't give you any direction. The purpose was for you to discover your own thinking and how you see things. Because the things you're good at doing, only you know you're good at doing, or you believe that you're good at doing, but anyway, I've gotten to the second thing I said, from the workplace. Okay, so if you miss writing things down that you're good at doing, you've missed all of the motivating things that motivate you to do what you like doing. Okay, the word job was not mentioned. Okay? Anyway, so the second thing was write down what you're good at doing that you've gotten from the workplace. I'm going to give you some examples in terms of what I wrote later. The third thing I'd like to have you write down is 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing. Anyway, so I'd like to have you write those down, 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing. Anyway, so I've done that. And Larry, have you done that?
Yep, I haven't, no.
Oh, okay. Well, if you haven't done it, okay.
I didn't know you wanted me to do that.
Oh, well, if you're listening. Of course, you've heard this before, but I'm going to do it. Well, I'm actually doing it, but anyway. So I'm just going to repeat what I said, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that I wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first thing I wrote down was to write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing that I'm good at doing. And so like that, you write down what you think that you're good at doing. Now, in my case, I think I'm good at talking, at communicating, helping others, And but I want you to recognize I didn't mention any job things. I mentioned things that go into making up jobs that I think I'm good at doing. Anyway, so I wrote down those things. Anyway, so then the second one is that things that I've three or five things that I think I'm good at from the workplace, that I've gotten from the workplace. Okay, not taking to the workplace, I've gotten from the workplace. Okay, so for example, I got like working together with others from the workplace. Learning how to ask questions freely from the workplace. Learning how I communicate with others and how well others communicate with me. I've gotten those things from the workplace. Okay, those are functions, meeting different type of people. I've gotten those from the workplace. And if I believe I'm good at those things, talking to people, explaining things, I've got working with technology from the workplace. Because I like to think about what are you good at that you've gotten from the workplace so far? So I've asked you to write them down so you can see them. Number one. Number two, you can repeat them steadily because you got something to follow, so you can learn to speak about it all the time to different people so that your message becomes consistent with what you believe you're doing. And then the third thing I asked you to write down were three to five things that you enjoy doing. Now, I didn't say anything else. What do you enjoy doing? Like my case, I can say I enjoy listening to other people. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy sports like tennis and skiing and basketball and those types of things. I enjoy sharing my knowledge to help others. Now, all of those are functions. They have nothing to do with a job. They have everything to do with functioning for anything else, including jobs. The difference is when you're doing what you enjoy doing, you're not doing a job. Because I want you to think about what do you do, because if you aren't looking at the things that you're motivated to do, then you're doing the things that you don't want to do. Now you have a job. Okay, so performance cannot get at its peak. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because if you got that, then you should have at least nine things that you wrote down. Between 9 and 15 things or 20 things that you wrote down. My suggestion is to go through this exercise over and over again, because you'll start to discover how much you left out. And none of it mentions the word job. Okay, it just mentions what have you learned from the workplace. And I didn't give you any definition as to when you started work. You may have started working at age 4 or 5. It has nothing to do with you got 16 or 18 and you got your first job. It has to do with your understanding of what you call a workplace. Because if you got chores, your parents gave you chores at home, it required you to get something done. All workplaces require you to get something done. Okay, now I'm just trying to get you to recognize the kinds of things you get done that you enjoy doing. Because that's how you can continue to grow doing more and more, because we see how you're functioning. But anyway, it's time that we go to take a short break. Larry, did you write down things? Because when we come back, I'm going to ask you to share some of that if you like.
Yep.
Okay, but stay tuned. We're talking about how to find enjoyable employment opportunities throughout your working lifetime, and we'll be right back.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Living in America. They say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I'm just trying to get many of you to be who you already are instead of doing something that you don't want to do. But anyway, so tonight I'm talking about how to find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. And the only way I've mentioned the word job, I think, twice, because when you're doing what you enjoy doing, it's no longer a job. But anyway, on the other phone line, my colleague Larry LaBelle is there. Larry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Anyway, so I was explaining or attempting, I was providing some direction for people to do, and I said, write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. I didn't give you any parameters on purpose because I want you.
What was that?
Pardon?
What did you say?
I said I didn't give you any parameters. And the purpose is for you to recognize your own thinking. Anyway,
the biggest
so,
thing for me to recognize my own thinking is I have to train myself. Listen to my self-talk, all the stuff that's going on in my head, what's positive, what's negative, and the negative, if you don't deal with it, it's going to take over and you will not be able to realize your dream.
Right, but how can you discover it? That's the point, right?
You have to listen. I'll give you an example. I had a friend that I worked with at the University of New Hampshire. He moved from New Hampshire to Cincinnati. He invited me to come out. Mm-hmm. He said, I got a fun exercise for you to do. We'll do it together. He says, I'll write down all my negative thoughts that are cropping up while you're coming out. You've got a tape recorder, you tape each one. This is ridiculous. I don't have that many negative thoughts. And I agreed. I had 30 negative thoughts in the first minute. I was absolutely flabbergasted.
Now,
because I wasn't paying attention to them, so I had no idea. And they were running me in not good ways, telling me, you know, you're not smart enough, you're not a good dancer, you're not da-da-da-da. If you're not a good dancer, you won't dare get up on a dance floor with a woman, even though you'd love to. All that kind of stuff. So when you start listening, paying attention, then you've got something you can deal with. You can shut it down.
Okay.
Because you're here, consciously.
Okay, so I made one statement. It says, write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. It's important for you... the listeners out there, not so much you, Larry, but including you, but it's important for you to recognize your listening skills and abilities. In the old days, we used to play something like, used to play a game called Simon Says. You remember that game? And Simon would say something, and then you either would do it or not do it. But it was a game. But the bottom line was to recognize how well do you listen. Anyway, so when somebody asks you, what are you good at doing? You telling them all the things that you're not good at wasn't the question. Sometimes one sentence, in this case, one sentence, write down 3 to 5 things that you're good at doing. From an instructor side of me, I can recognize a person's listening, their willingness to follow directions, or their willingness to trust me. All those things come out with just asking a simple question. Because if you were a trainer or you were the person that's trying to find out how people think, then a simple question like that, write down what you're good at doing, all the things that they wrote down that they aren't. Unconsciously, they didn't hear the question and not knowing how to hear it. So that was question number one. Because what are you good at doing? Did you write down anything that you were good at doing?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three
what
things.
What I'm good at doing is I'm really good at writing. I'm really good at listening to people. I think I'm very creative.
Okay.
And I help other people to see the good in them.
Okay. Good enough. You were. So if you were listening for keywords, you mentioned, what would the keywords would be?
Keywords? What about them?
What would be the three, what would be, based on what you said, what would three words be that would come out of whatever you said?
Creative.
Mm-hmm.
Supportive,
good
listener.
Okay, so writing down 3 to 5 things, if you wrote down 3, it's writing down the key words that you believe or think that you're good at. It doesn't matter what anybody else says, but those key words. Anyway, so the next thing I wrote, so the next thing that I asked was, what are you good at that you've gotten from the workplace? So, if you started writing down jobs or job titles, that wasn't the question. The question was, what are you good at doing? The second question was, what are you good at doing that you've gotten from the workplace? Okay, so can you think of anything that you've gotten from the workplace that you're good at doing? In other words, somebody gave you something to do, they trained in how to do it, now you know how to do it, so you can thank your past employer or employers from giving you that experience so that now you're good at it. Can you think of anything like that?
Yep.
Do you want to share them?
Mine?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll share mine. I mean, I think from the workplace, talking, because I had to talk in my jobs. Yep. And the other people made me talk. I learned to use technology, more technology in the workplace. And I learned to meet more people in the workplace because I had to work around other coworkers. That's what I got from the workplace.
I got from the workplace that I'm an excellent instructional designer who designs courses that are interactive. Always has a lot, the speaker asks a lot of questions, and case study based. So they've got something realistic they're actually building or doing. And as a result, they're immediately productive back on the job.
Okay, I'd like to have you just think about that. You can't see excellence by telling somebody. You see excellence in performance. That the other people think so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, we use words that take away from what the others would might want to tell us or won't tell us, but if you could talk about just the things that you're good at doing, then we can tell you how well we think you're doing it, because we're the ones that see you. Okay, you're the performer. The whole world sees you. So what you think you've gotten from the workplace that you're good at doing is to begin to recognize, where did you learn those skills and abilities that the other people have already chosen you for? Anyway, so then the third thing I asked, 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing. And the 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing, I didn't mention workplace. We just enjoy doing. So see if you can recognize what you might have wrote down, and see if you can recognize how much of you did you leave out, or did you put you into it? One is a workplace. The other is just from enjoyment. The things that you do, because the things that you enjoy doing naturally make you productive. So when you can describe to somebody how you did it, then we can determine what level we think it is. But you telling us what level you think it is, it's not sellable. It's saying what you did, explaining what you did, how you did it, that allows us to see what level we think you're at. But anyway, so I only asked you to write down 3 to 5. So if you wrote that down, you would have between 9 and 15. But now from that, the next thing is, though, how long have you been doing that? In other words, how many years of experience do you have with doing the things that you wrote down? Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. You got 5 years, 10 years, 20 years experience. Then somewhere within that, it's going to be growth. It's going to be raises and promotions. And if it's not there, it's because you're doing the same thing. And if you're doing the same thing, there's no way you can be productive. There's no way you can have enjoyment in your job. And you need to know that if you're expecting raises, if you're getting upset, not knowing what to do, it's just to know how to ask, how can you do it better? Because we can see you. You can't see you. Although you think that you can. But anyway, so if you wrote those things down, you can begin to, once you have the amount of years of experience, then you may be able to tell somebody a story of where you started, first job, second job, first location, second location. You may be able to tell somebody a story in that 90 seconds so that people have an idea of who's standing in front of them. And it's very important, because you can't see you on a piece of paper. It's easy for you to put down something on paper. But when we see you do it or not able to do it, that's where the problem is. Anyway, so my suggestion is try to get in front of as many people as you can, but I have not mentioned the word job. So getting in front of people you know, because those are the people that already know you, because they see the kind of person you are. In addition to what you do and know how to do, you'd be surprised how much they see about you that know what you can do and not do, if you're the type of person that's willing to ask. and know how to say thank you for whatever they tell you. Because your friends will tell you the truth. Other people will fabricate things, trying to present themselves as being somebody that they aren't, and we will recognize that in your performance. But we're going to take a short break, so we hear something from our sponsor, but we'll be right back. We're talking about getting enjoyable employment throughout your working career and how you can make it happen. We'll be right back.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Look here, right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour here at WTAN, because we can help you to find enjoyable employment. That's what it is that we're talking about. I have my colleague on the phone, Mr. Larry LaBelle. He's on the other end offering his comments. But tonight's topic is, what does the Employment Opportunity Hour do? And the purpose is to create employment opportunities so you can find enjoyable employment throughout your working career. Okay. Anyway, so but they're finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. Because many of you settle for jobs that you don't like, and it doesn't help you, it doesn't help your employer. However, the things that you enjoy do, you do all the time, and so this is designed to get you to recognize what those things are, so you actually create opportunities for yourself that we want based on what you are telling us. So far I've gone through writing down 3 to 5 things that you do based on just what you're good at doing, what you're good at doing that you've gotten from the workplace, and from what you enjoy doing. Anyway, I'd like to have you just think about that, because the word job wasn't mentioned. But then the last thing I mentioned before the break is, how much experience do you have? Whether it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, is to be able to write that down. How long has it taken you to get to this point to where you can look at what do you like doing, know how to do? And I still haven't mentioned the word job. Like I mentioned, enjoyable employment. Anyway, so Larry, you got any questions, any thoughts so far? Because they're going to move right to the next thing.
No, I'm all set.
Okay. Anyways, once you have that experience, now the question is who do you know that have seen this? Or who do you know that you know, period, that you would like to tell them? And you may want to say something like, I know how to do these things, like work with technology, travel, talk to people, things that I like doing. You need to identify 3 or 4 of those that you've been doing for 2-5 years of experience. But then you may want to say, I'm looking for a position. Which is number one. A position is any position that is available. Okay, if you got 1 year experience, you may want to say I'm looking for a position. You got 2 or 5 years experience, you may want to say I'm looking for a lead position. You got 5 to 10 years, you may want to say that you're looking for a management position. Because companies have positions. So you may want to say something like, who you are, what it is that you do, those key things that you wrote down, and you may want to say something like, I'm looking for a position where I can do those things that you identified, and then tell the other person, who do you know? Or ask the person, who do you know? Okay, without expecting any answer, what you want to do is plant seeds. Okay, you're asking your person. Now, that person should be a contact, somebody you've known, somebody you've worked for, somebody that knows you, because they know what you've done in the past, so you can tell them what you've done in the past, but somebody that knows you, because everybody you know knows somebody else. And most times, people are going to ask you, what do you want to do? And so the first thing I'm going to say, never mention the job title, because that's your opinion of what you think of the workplace. And if you have a job title, you would keep looking for jobs that you most likely already know how to do. And it's very important that you very important to understand you choose what you already know how to do. And in most cases, if you aren't happy, you just choose another place to go to be unhappy. So I'd like to have you think about that. However, by telling the people who know you, they already know what you look like. They already know your age. They already know your personality. They already know the things that you've done, that you've told them that you've done, that you like doing. So they know you as a human. And asking them, who do they know that would like somebody that does the things that you do, then those people will probably take what you told them and they'll put it in the back of their memory until they run into somebody else who says, I'm looking for somebody that does X, Y, and Z, and you want that person to be in a position to say, I know this person. And because you do know this person and you know what they've done, what turns them on, what motivates them, then you become recommendable, where somebody will say, I know somebody. didn't require an application, didn't require a college degree or three O's and four O's and all that sort of stuff. It required that somebody knew you that could recommend you, and you can't make them do that. Very important to understand, people will choose to help you if they believe in you. And all you've got to do is tell them what you know how to do that you enjoy doing. And I'm saying that you can find enjoyable employment throughout that. Larry, you got about a minute left. You got any comments, questions, anything to say about that?
One simple one. When you're trying to find a job, listen to your heart. It'll steer you right every time.
Okay,
you go for a new job and all you're thinking about is money, prestige, or whatever, and your heart's not in sync, bad choice.
Great. Now, would you say that, I'm not going to give a percentage out, but I'm going to say a very high percentage of our workforce is stuck in that area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When it comes to performance. However, it's very important to know that the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you have been doing those all the time, and the ones that are around you have been seeing you do it. The worst thing you can do is do what you enjoy when you go home, when you could be doing what you enjoy doing in the workplace. Because because employers want those skills and abilities because they like the way you perform based on somebody recommending you, which is something you can't make anybody do. It's very important to know the people who might choose to direct you and help you because they're not going to steer you wrong, provided you tell them what you want and what you like to do. Because just settling for anything is the problem that we have in our workforce. Okay, people settle for jobs that they don't want to do, and your employers know that. And you know that too, because when you go to relax, you go do what you enjoy doing. Why not combine what you know how to do with what you enjoy doing into something that we see you capable of doing? It will always involve advancement. It will always involve higher pay. And it will always involve you being a happier person. And knowing how to grow from there is the key. Because we still got to choose you. Anyway, so what you want to listen for are people telling you things that they see you capable of doing that you never thought of, because the only things you can think of are things you've done before. And so going back to do what you've done before, there's no growth there. Okay, going ahead to do things that you never thought of, you're adding on to who you are. Okay, with everything else that's sellable. Anyway, but Larry, our time is just about up. Thank you very much for...
You're welcome.
Taking the time to share your thoughts, and feel free to come back again as we change subjects and topics and all that sort of stuff.
You do so.
But listen to My Way by Frank Sinatra, and I want all of you out there to know that the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you have been doing what you enjoy all of your life. I'm just trying to get you to take all of that, put it together so you can go find enjoyable employment whereby we're choosing you and adding on to all the things that make you productive already. Yes. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next show. Go out and tell everybody what you like to do and enjoy doing, because you can do it your way. And we're out of here until next time.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...